In the Republic of North Macedonia, we are using for several years checklists on washing schools more than 7 years in the frame of National Public Health Preventive Program coordinated by our Institute of Public Health and 10 regional public health centers. And local inspections are done by the State Educational Inspectorate in the Ministry of Education and Science and National Public Health Preventive Program by the Ministry of Health. That is joint cooperation. Joint activities with the Ministry of Health, Institute of Public Health, and State Educational Inspectorate has done that financing of health hygiene in schools is under the budget of the Ministry of Education and Science. Since 2015, according to this program, public preventive program, Institute of Public Health and public health centers were doing assessment by using this checklist in schools, and the recommendations from this assessment has been done for improvement from the service, and they were disseminated to the principals of the primary schools and mayors of the municipalities. Several primary schools have renovated already their toilets, setting the standards for school toilets based on the age of pupils. Also, menstrual hygiene needs are placed at a high level of importance, starting with a public campaign to raise awareness of this topic. As a concrete measure, we have initiated the use of reusable menstrual pads, which will improve reproductive health and the availability of menstrual product while decreasing waste. North Macedonia, for example, disposes 6 million menstrual pads monthly, mainly in non-sanitary landfills. That is some problem for the environment. Mobile stations for health hygiene have been delivered to schools in rural areas to improve hand hygiene in areas that lack, for example, water and sanitation. This checklist on WASH and IPC, infection prevention control in schools, water quality, quantity, water facility, and water access, promotion of hygiene, toilets, control of vector-borne disease, cleaning and waste disposal, storage, preparation of food, has been used to establish an online dashboard, the self-assessment tool on water sanitation, hygiene, and infection prevention and control of infections in schools as a response to COVID-19. Available in Macedonian and Albanian, developed in 2020-2021 with support of UNICEF. Trainings, webinars by the Institute of Public Health were provided to primary schools. Also, Ministry of Education and Science, then Educational Inspectorate and Public Health Centers in 2020. Hygiene input from these promotional activities to national protocol for reopening schools in North Macedonia has been successful, and schools have started to work with children with physical presence in 2021. And it was not outbreak between children of COVID-19. Hygiene improvement plan was developed, and by support of UNICEF in more than 100 primary schools, we have donated mobile stations for washing hands with soap in 2021-22. Intersectoral cooperation between the national stakeholders, not to repeat them, and WHO and UNICEF as international partners, as well cooperation with the civil society organization as journalists for human rights, were success factors. There were obstacles were overcome by good cooperation and coordination of the above-mentioned institutions. In cooperation with NGO Journalists for Human Rights, during the lockdown of the schools, and with a big campaign, we started the reconstruction of some of the school's toilets, with emphasis on women's toilets for menstrual hygiene management, and we managed to renovate 12 school toilets and 280 girls from these schools to supply them with monthly packages of menstrual products. And checklist for cleaning of toilets, that is another, was developed by the Institute of Public Health, and it's mandatory to be followed by the schools and other public settings. Also, the availability of cleaning materials was important for regular cleaning and maintenance of wash facilities in schools. Rural sanitation is funded through a mix of municipal budget, national budget, international grants, contribution from local communities and civil societies. Within the framework of a government program for rural development, 30 million euros was allocated and many new sewage systems were constructed. or under construction, and all water supply systems in rural are being renovated. And menstrual hygiene management is one of the activities under abortion schools in the frame of the National Public Health Preventive Program. And there's some project that is in some cities as Teto and Resen. And menstrual hygiene management was implemented by renovating toilets to be fit for menstrual hygiene management. In the city of Skopje, the capital of our country, due to promotional activities of the Institute of Public Health and NGO Journalists for Human Rights and other civil society organizations, was planned a budget line for free menstrual pads in secondary schools in 2022, but unfortunately not implemented. And the main success for me about menstrual hygiene management is the decreasing of VAT for menstrual pads in our country from 18 to 5% in October 2023. That will lead to reducing the menstrual poverty. Thank you very much.